Dictation 4, Elliot, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R, December 1339, addresses a letter to Roberta Sue, S-U-E, Han, H-A-H-N, N-P, 303-4993. Dear Roberta, consultation for Mr. Parker with abnormal kidney function. He comes alone. He lives at home with wife. He is relatively hard of hearing, but good historian. Uses a cane for mobility. He has been treated for vertebral osteomyelitis. He believes L1, L2. Required 5 weeks of antibiotics. Was also on rehabilitation. Now home. Also has a walker. He has chronic dyspnea. Before the osteomyelitis, there was problems of falling, and he might have hurt his spine. He has problems of frequency, urgency, lost 30 pounds with infection, appetite down but is slowly improving, minor dysphagia to solids, not to liquids, not to medications, presently normal bowel movements, no abdominal pain, no bleeding, the frequency nocturia as indicated above, but no incontinence, no recent infection, cloudiness of blood, he still has his prostate. He's trying to do low salt because of congestive heart failure, has lower extremity edema up to the ankles. He does his own cooking. He's minimizing microwave ready meals with high sodium content. Just started for sleep apnea treatment last night with CPAP machine, which is fitting better. Denies the use of oxygen or inhalers. He has a pacemaker defibrillator and follows with cardiology Toto Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. No present chest pain or palpitations. Stable dyspnea and resonant activity. No purulent material hemoptysis. No skin rash or bruises. No bleeding nose gums. E chronic back pain, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, past medical history for hypertension, mitral valve replacement 2000, Dr. It, IP at Sparrow, aortic valve replacement 2018 at Midland. At that time, pacemaker and defibrillator was placed. He believed one vessel coronary artery bypass in 2000 at the same time as mitral valve. There has been no angioplasty or stents. He recalls having congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction. No TIS or stroke, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies kidney stones, denies recent pneumonia, no liver abnormalities, rheumatoid arthritis, but off the plaquenil, prior blood transfusion in 2015, 3 units. He says the source of the bleeding was not identified. At some point in time, diverticulitis with part of the colon removed, no cancer. Also, within the last 1 year, apparently appendicitis, but he did not require surgery, was treated medically. Next paragraph, surgeries, mitral valve, aortic valve, and one vessel bypass as indicated above, bilateral length implant, tonsils adenoids, partial colectomy with ventral hernia repair. Next paragraph, side effects, plaquenil and tramadol. Next paragraph, never smoke, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, one daughter which is healthy. Next paragraph, present medications include vitamin D and C, magnesium, potassium, iron, thyroid, Flomax, Pravacol, Coric, Entresto, metoprolol, remeron, imipramine, aspirin. He's exposed to Celebrex and meloxicam because of rheumatoid arthritis. Follows with Dr. Laynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S. On Lasix, Proscar, B12, leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-N-O-M-I-D-E, vitamins and calcium. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 164. Blood pressure 128/74 on the right, 124/70 on the left. Bilateral lens implant. Has his own teeth. Decreased hearing, normal speech. Alert oriented 9-3, attentive, no facial asymmetry. He's able to get in and out of the stretching without help. There's some degree of thoracic lumbar spine deformity. He's bending over. Minor discomfort and L1, L2. No palpable neck masses. No gross lymph nodes, carotid bruise, or JBD. RALS on the basis, but no pleural effusion consolidation. Pacemaker defibrillator on the left upper chest appears to be regular. Increases 1S2 from valve replacement. Abdominal surgery in the midline. Overweight of the abdomen, no rebound guarding tenderness, no gross palpable liver spleen or ascites. Osteoarthritis, changes of the hand, but that's not typical for rheumatoid arthritis, no deviation. 1+ edema, lower extremities. Brachial pulses strong, radial decrease. Popliteal fair, decrease dorsal pedis posterior tibialis. However, no gangrene, no cyanosis. No gross edema. Some muscle wasting, some pallor of the skin, no bruises, no jaundice. Next paragraph. Over the last 1 year, creatinine progressively rising from 0.9 to 1.3, and most recently 1.7. This is from May. Blood test needs to be updated. GFR 39, which is a stage 3B. At that time, low sodium 136, normal potassium acid base. Normal albumin, liver function test not elevated, normal calcium, normal glucose, ferritin iron saturation normal, folic acid normal, B12 normal, minor increased TSH 5.7, however normal free T4, pro-BNP elevated 2,200, normal magnesium, anemia 11.9, normal white blood cell platelet, MCB of 93. Next paragraph. I review the last cardiology note from May 2nd. They report paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter. No anticoagulation because of prior gastrointestinal bleeding. The presence of the AICD. The last echo from February 2021, ejection fraction at 40-45%, left ventricular hypertrophy, no dilation, severe enlargement of left atrium, the presence of mitral and aortic valve replacement, moderate pulmonary hypertension. In February of 2021, the abnormalities of the appendix, treated medically, no surgery was done. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 3B, within the last couple of years. Some of these could be related to congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, effect of medications, including the Entresto. He's also exposed to anti-inflammatory agents, two of them, because of rheumatoid arthritis. He has symptoms of enlargement of the prostate and urinary retention. Hydronephrosis needs to be ruled out, kidney ultrasound to be done. I do not have a urine sample to see if there is activity for blood, protein, or cells to suggest active inflammation, glomerular, interstitial, or vessels. There has been also mild anemia, however, normal albumin and calcium. Still, we need to rule out plasma cell disorder. He was also exposed to antibiotics because of the osteomyelitis. I do not know which ones. We'll see what the new chemistries also show. Come back on the next 2-3 weeks. Today I did not change medications, but I already asked him that we need to stop the anti-inflammatory agents if possible. He has no symptoms of urine, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Reassess on the next few weeks, end of dictation.